Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Some ranchers are satisfied being part of the herd. You, not so much. That's why there's Long Range Aprinomectin, the only dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control. It's a proven investment that helps you bring substantially heavier cattle to market compared to producers who use other dewormers. So next time you're deworming cattle, don't just get the job done. Get it outdone. Long Range. Outlast. Outperform. Outdo. Long Range important safety information. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in veal calves. Post-injection site damage like granulomas or necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in cattle managed in feedlots or under intensive rotational grazing.
With all the talk about inflation, all the talk about high fertilizer costs, for example, ag economist Dr. Brian Briggerman says you still, as a farmer or rancher, need to get back down and look at what you can control. Get back to the basics, he says.
So what I always tell producers, lenders, agribusiness folks, it's great. I love talking about the macroeconomy. It's a lot of fun, but it'll make your head hurt, you know. If you sit there and try to make all these decisions about, hey, this is what we need to do, and I got to do some fancy inflation hedge and whatever. At the end of the day, go back to what I would call, you know, and I've heard industry leaders call blocking and tackling fundamentals. What made you a successful producer or business leader today? Stick to it. Tried and true methods, right? First and foremost, what's your balance sheet like? How much working capital, liquidity? Have I built that up? How can I continue to build it up that I can make sure I have manageable debt? That right there, one thing that producers can control right now. The other thing that you can control is on efficiency. Think about your cost efficiency. And I know that's maybe tough to talk to a producer that's looking at fertilizer prices and seed and, you know, getting the crop in the ground, you know, thinking about that. Yeah, it's very expensive, but how can I be cost efficient? And then if you're looking at, you know, interest rates are going to be going up, maybe fixed rate financing would be appealing to. If you are going to take out a loan, that might work well for you because of looking at the market and what the Fed is saying, it does look like interest rates are going to be going up. So when those products make sense, that would be something that I would consider as well.
Dr. Brian Briggerman on focusing on what you can control. 5 years ago, pecan growers got together and helped establish a federal marketing order that became the American Pecan Council. As the Pecan Council started their work promoting pecans in this country and globally, U.S. producers unhappy that foreign producers of pecans were not having to pay their fair share. An FMO can only promote U.S. pecans, but a checkoff can actually assess imported pecans, and so they can actually use monies from the importers to help promote pecans around the country and around the world. Alex Ott, Executive Director of the American Pecan Council, says that has led to pecans being the first commodity in the country to have both an FMO and a checkoff.
What's great is you'll be able to have the FMO, American Pecans, being able to still promote, still do research, still do their activities, but then you have the American Pecan Promotion Board, which will be doing generic promotion. And so it's, like I said, it's a great 1-2 punch to where everybody can work together. But it's the first time it's ever been done.
American Pecan Council's Alex Ott. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 4th annual Southwest Ranchers Bull and Heifer Sale, Saturday, April 9th, 12:30 at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha, Oklahoma. The sale features 139 head, including 119 Hereford, Angus, and Red Angus bulls with 20 Hereford, Angus, and Red Angus females. Catalogs and videos available at www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. That's 405-641-6081.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.